Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to yet another edition of TGB Radio. As always, I'm your host, Vin. And I guess let's get this week's show underway. It's a little bit late starting tonight. I ran into a couple internet snags, but we're good now. The show is on. The show is running. And everything's good. Nice to see that Blue has moved on from impersonating me in the chat to impersonating Razor as well. Pretty cool. Imitation is the best form of flattery. So there's that. Another week of preseason this year. And it occurs to me watching these games that I'm done with preseason already. It's 2 weeks, and the sooner that the league and the players and the Players Association move us to an 18-game season and cut the preseason down to 2 weeks, the sooner the better. So this is awful. I know that, you know, for these guys, it's a job. Some of these guys are fighting for roster spots. I get that. I understand that. But as a fan, it's pretty awful. Pretty awful. Watching the Jags game, and I'm ready to tap out when the backup quarterback's in there. Well, mainly because it's Chad Henne, and that's just not entertaining football. But it's just like I'm tapping out of the game, and that's, you know, quarter into it, if that. And it's just unpleasant. It's what it is. It's unpleasant. It's entertaining for the most part, and that's pretty much it. It's just blah. So, yeah, like I said, the sooner the league moves to an 18-game schedule, ditches preseason, cuts it in half, the better. Now, will they ever do that? Who knows? Neither side really has seemingly made any roads to be doing that. Neither side wants really to budge on that, which the players always said, oh, if the league really cared about safety, they'd cut down on games, not increase them. Well, there's that. So, who knows if we'll ever see it. It'd be nice, because 4 weeks is it's crazy. But, you know, then the regular season gets here, and it's over before we know it anyway. So, then there's that too, I suppose. So, did watch the Jags game tonight. Watched the entirety of it. Didn't want to. Shouldn't have. Wanted to bail early. Didn't. It was all right. It's obvious that we're going 0-16 this season. Came with games in the preseason. No, that actually means it doesn't mean anything. It means nothing, which is another reason why the preseason is terrible. It means absolutely nothing. Things get ironed out. Things get worked out. Things get better. And it means nothing. A massive 4-week tune-up period. And it's pretty awful. I'm repeating myself about how awful it is because it's awful. So there's that. Jags game looked pretty decent. Offense is interesting. I'm really curious to see how we balance T.J. Yeldon and Chris Ivory. Just because, you know, you're going expecting Yeldon to be the starter, but Ivory's getting a bunch of playing time, so that's kind of interesting. Curious to see how that works out. Granted, we did pay Ivory fairly sizable contract, but you can always use more bodies in the backfield, more capable bodies in the backfield, so that's always a good thing. Defensively, this was Jalen Ramsey's first game in Jags uni. since he missed last week. Things were I thought defensively things were pretty good for the most part. Safety play is still an issue for the most part, and it probably will be until things solidify a little bit. And yeah, one of those things, but you know, 2 weeks we'll be in the regular season and stuff will matter, and then that will be wonderful. All right, we've got a caller. I think this is Blotz. I want to say it's Blotz. Could be a random blue call, which would be fascinating, but I think it's Blotz. So we'll put him on, and we shall chat, maybe, if he wants to chat to me. He might not want to talk to me. Nobody wants to talk to me. Hello, sir.
Hi. Sorry to disappoint you. So, since I figured no one really cares about talking about individual teams' preseasons, well, you're talking about the concept of the preseason in general, and if you would like my unsolicited thoughts on it.
Do it.
You make it 3 preseason games, since no one plays anyone in the fourth one regardless.
Right.
You start at the same time. You have 1 bye week between the last preseason and the first regular season game, so teams will not care about it. Then you add 1 more bye week to the regular season, so that way the NFL can get its 18th week of TV revenue that they really want, without having to, you know, play more games.
Right.
And then you just push everything back a week. So, you know, the Super Bowl is now in the second week of February instead of the first.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to sound like a football starved or football crazed fan, but I mean, that's essentially what it comes off as. I mean, you know, the sooner we get to the regular season, the better. So I don't know, you know, if they want to chop it down to 3, great. If they want to chop it down to 2, even better. I mean, that'd be amazing. But, I mean, as a fan sitting there through 4 weeks of, and again, you know, I get that these people are fighting for jobs. I get that. I get that it means something to the coaches, to the players. I get that. But just as a fan, it's awful. And if there was, I wish there was a way to make the product better and more interesting, but there's not.
No. But it is a important thing for the coaches. I mean, I'm just thinking of my own team had, you know, we had a big quarterback competition last year, and Tyrod Taylor ended up winning just because of how we did in the preseason. And you get rid of that, and then you don't know what to do with those guys. EJ Manuel has to start any more games than he does.
Yeah, as an FSU fan, I'm sorry for that. I am. when he was drafted, I hoped that, you know, some of the things that were going on at Florida State would, you know, he'd kind of work through them and be decent. But that hasn't happened. But
no.
Luckily,
but
you guys have your.
You'll never be able to get rid of preseason completely.
The coaches like it too much.
The players like it too much.
Yeah.
Loser players.
I wouldn't advocate for the removal completely, just because it does serve a purpose. I mean, you know, us being fans on the outside might not see everything that goes into it, but it absolutely does serve a purpose. I would just prefer, you know, shrink it down a little bit, you know, chop a week off of it, even 2 weeks. I think a 2-week preseason, you know, that'd be doable. Or make it 3. Actually, 3 might even be better. 2 weeks is a warm up, and then a sort of buy before things, before the bullets start flying, so to speak. I think that worked too.
Yeah,
I like what you mentioned.
I guess even when I say the real reason it won't happen is because if you're a season ticket holder, you're still paying full prices for those games.
Yeah, that's funny how that works. That's amazing is what that is actually. Yeah, here's some preseason games. Yeah, like Razor just said in the chat, chop up the preseason to tiny pieces all year long. Yeah. Yeah, one bye week per quarter. There we go. I think that works, but I don't know. It's just like I said, we're 2 weeks into it, and I'm just over it because there's nothing really compelling at this point. I mean, there's certain players that I've been somewhat watching, but it's like okay, they're in there for a quarter or a couple drives, and that's it. It's just like okay, that's it. That's enough. Time to move on.
But at the same time, though, if they did get rid of preseason, that just means instead of having these crappy games right now, there'd be nothing. So
true. It is. At least we have something. That is very true. Something is definitely better than nothing, unless that product is absolutely awful, which is somewhat what we're close to. But I guess it's still better than having nothing, especially if you're not having to pay for it. Yeah, so yeah, fun time to look forward to. So, what's going on with your Bills? I mean, Marcell Darius is going into rehab.
We're a dumpster fire. Welcome to the last 18 years.
Carlos Williams is fat and getting cut when he said that his job was safe. So, I mean, there's that. I mean, what's happening? What's going on?
We're really gonna suck, is it? Do people still get surprised by that?
It's just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Things were looking up for a while there.
Yeah.
It seemed like, you know,
yeah,
moving in the right direction.
Kinda, maybe. Next year will be good.
Yeah, next year. It'll be better next year. Probably will. But it's just like you're off to it's a very unpleasant start.
Yeah, well.
Like,
that's life. Jaguars look like they might be kind of decent.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, there's cautious optimism there because I know what I'd like to think I know this team and I know what we're capable of in terms of the kind of, you know, heartbreak and the just the absolute crushing, you know, failure that we're capable of. Not necessarily crushing failure, but crushing disappointment that we're capable of when you think that the team should be decent and then we aren't. So I'm fully aware of that, but I am cautiously optimistic that we might, you know, there's a shot that we might actually be decent.
Yeah, well, you're certainly in a weak enough division that you might be able to stand out.
Yes, and that's something that's very, very helpful. I mean, who knows? Essentially, who knows what any of these teams are going to be? I mean, every one of them has question marks. I mean, what are the Texans going to do with Osweiler? The Titans under Mike Malarkey. I mean, they've certainly got pieces, but who knows what's going to happen with that, and who knows if the Colts are even going to be any good. I mean, Andrew Luck should be healthy this year, but still, there's a lot of question marks. So if there was ever a season that if we wanted to actually try to win the division and take it, it's right there. I mean, these aren't the Peyton Manning Colts that are going to go 13-3, 12-4. So there's certainly a shot. And whether we're actually taking advantage of it or not, who knows? And again, that's, you know, with knowing the team, it's like, yeah, there's a good chance that we actually don't, because that's what we do. We don't seize things when we have the opportunity to, when it's right there.
Yeah, well, gotta believe. And
yeah.
I think I'll hang up, though, because I think people probably don't come to these podcasts or radio shows for Bills Jaguars talk. But thanks for listening.
Sure they do. Sure they do. Everybody loves Bills Jaguars talk. Except for Razor,
right,
who says that the Bills are cursed and should never have optimism. So there's Razor's 5 cents because he can't call in because the Skype is broken. And actually, I don't see the I don't even see the Skype button on my studio thing anymore. And there went Blotz. Thank you, Blotz, for calling in. It's appreciated. It is appreciated. Yeah, this is kind of a semi-loosey-goosey episode this week. We're just going to briefly kind of go over some Jags games, some news this week. I guess there's not really a ton of news either, other than random Bill stuff. Marcel Darius going to rehab. And Carlos Williams getting cut. Seems like that's the seemingly the biggest news thing that I can think of, other than the Josh Brown spousal abuse, which is, that's much too heavy of a topic for this show. I mean, we keep it light, non-serious, jokey. Spousal abuse is not jokey. That's not a joke. It is actually going to be fascinating to see what the league decides to do with that, because they've essentially set an absolutely terrible precedent with the Ray Rice stuff, giving him essentially the year-long boot. Obviously, the situation is a little bit different because the league, there's no video of it. The league tried to get in contact with his wife. She wouldn't cooperate. Ex-wife, I should say, at that point. It's going to be interesting to see how the league handles it, if they've learned anything from the Ray Rice situation, and if they yet again backtrack. That's going to be something interesting to watch. And some other direction I was going to go with that, and I completely forgot about it. My train of thought just left me. I was going to say something, and it was going to be decent, and it left. And it's gone now. So I guess that was the my brain telling me to move on from this conversation, because there's nothing left now. I don't remember what it was. Don't remember what it was. It just went up left. Razor's not a fan of Mark Sanchez. Reading the chat here. Trevor. Yeah, see, Razor, you have to be happy with Trevor Siemian being the future, because you've been, whether ironically or unironically hacking him up, this is what you did. I mean, you did this. This is your fault that he's the future. So, if you're gonna joke around about things, you better be careful for that joke to actually happen. So, there's that. Let's see here. Looking over news. Le'Veon Bell got his suspension reduced from 4 games to 3 games, and I swear this feels exactly like last year when that happened. Again, Le'Veon Bell gets suspended, gets it reduced every season. It's really bad for the Steelers if this becomes an every year thing. That's, obviously not good. Not what you want your star running back to do, but, we're good. Now Blue is impersonating Blotz fan in the chat. Good. Not just me at all. And Blue has no sound, and now he's trolling me. He does actually have sound. I haven't muted myself. Speakers are fine, Blue. Fine. Everything's fine. Alright, I should have show prep for this. I really should have. But you know what? It's preseason. There's only so much to talk about. Mark Sanchez. Here we go. 10-17 for 120 and 2 lost fumbles. That sounds like Mark Sanchez. at dusk. Blaine Gabbert looked a little bit better tonight as well. A little bit better. Not great numbers. But, you know, that after last week, that whole story took a fairly hilarious turn. You know, everybody's... Yeah, I don't believe in you guys in chat. You all have sound. My phone is not muted. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. So, yeah, you know, the 49ers situation last week, going into the game, everybody's all like, oh, yeah, Blaine Gabbert, starting quarterback for the 49ers. Pretty much a done deal. You know, we know we still got Kaepernick, but, you know, this is Blaine's team now. Everything's fine. We're going to roll with him. And then, you know, last week happens, doesn't have a great game. You know, doesn't have a great numbers, threw a touchdown pass. And now it essentially is like, oh, you know, it's a good possibility that Kaepernick still gets starting job. And it's just like, okay, where was all this a month ago? But I guess, you know, what do you do when the real game starts? Yeah, so people in chat, there is sound. There is sound. I do not believe you're trolling. I don't believe it. I'm acknowledging it, and I shouldn't, but I don't believe you. Don't believe you. Too many trolls. Too much trolling in the past. So, yeah. And there's that. And, yeah, it's... I know, Blotz. I shouldn't talk about the chat. Oh, yeah, Dak Prescott. Rain, Dakota Prescott is pretty good still. Surprisingly, not exactly sure where he came from. I mean, I know where he came from. I know that, but just the sheer fact that nobody, you know, fourth round pick, nobody expects much, at least going into the preseason, from one said Rain Dakota Prescott. But There's always a preseason star that blows up out of nowhere, and I guess he's that guy, which is kind of funny because Cowboys are always looking for a backup. Not always, but at least now this offseason, looking for a backup quarterback for Tony Romo. And if Mr. Prescott keeps all this action up, you got to figure that puts them in a solid position should Tony Romo go down, which if you're a Cowboys fan, obviously you've got to be dreading that. But at this point, who knows when the injury bug's going to strike, and he's kind of had some fairly fluky injuries for the most part. Not necessarily fluky, but just kind of, you know, stuff that's not average. For the most part, and that's pretty hard to, you know, it's hard to protect yourself from chance, so, and poor luck, so, that's something to watch. Yeah, now there's no sound, because the show ended, so, yeah, now we're in archive time. So, yeah, bright spot. I mean, you always gotta like that one guy. Or a couple guys every preseason who blow up, come out of nowhere, maybe snag a starting spot, or maybe get thrown into the rotation if they're a position player. Obviously, they're not going to start Prescott over Tony Romo, but it's always good to have a solid backup. And if Prescott can morph into that, you got to figure with Tony Romo being, what is Tony Romo now, like 30, I want to say like 30, oh, I want to say like 36, but that feels much too old for Tony Romo. So look it up here. And, a couple years from now when he retires or he's no longer on the team, Then that is, oh, yes, 36. Look at that. Then, you know, that's a very good time for a young quarterback to step into the reins, step into the starting gig, and do it. I kind of like the Cowboys. I don't know why. I know there's a lot of seemingly hatred for the Cowboys, despite the fact that they haven't won anything forever. Super Bowl-wise, playoff-wise, seemingly forever. At least, you know, anything decent. But there's a surprising amount of hate. I guess a lot of it's just, you know, dislike of Jerry Jones, how they run the team, the whole spectacle around it. But, you know, as just solely as a team, I kind of like them. Granted, there's not too many teams in the league that I don't care for. That's probably just a handful. Patriots, Saints, Vikings. I feel like that's probably about it. That I, you know, actively root against and or just generally dislike. But, yeah. Never really had anything against the Cowboys. So, you know, when they're decent and doing well, that usually makes me a little bit happy. A little bit. And that might be too excessive. A little bit happy for, you know, as an outsider of a team that I'm not a fan of, don't really have rooting interest for, you know, when there's a Sunday night football game that involves the Cowboys. I mean, let's face it, Cowboys-Giants, Sunday night games, Monday night games are great. And that's, I like the Giants as well. And I'm not just saying that because Blue is not listening to this archive right now. Blue's a Giants fan. But those are typically always great games. And really, as a fan, that's what you want to see. Even as a neutral outside observer, that's what you want to see is a good football game. And those always deliver. It seems like most of the Cowboys primetime games deliver, for the most part. So, I mean, there's that. I don't know. I generally like Tony Romo. I was fairly thrilled. His first season as the Cowboys starting quarterback when he botched the extra point against the Seahawks. That was hilarious. It brought me joy, but other than that, yeah. Nothing against the Cowboys at this point in time. And, so we kind of feel like we've gone off the gone on a random tangent to the show, which was, I guess, to be expected. Again, it's preseason. There's only so much to talk about. Admittedly, I have not followed things super closely. There's certain stories and players that I've somewhat been keeping an eye on, mainly Blaine Gabbert out there in San Francisco, him being the next Jag. I like essentially reclamation stories. If he's able to turn his terrible stint in Jacksonville around and turn it into an average starter, an above average starter in this league, that'd be a win. The fact that he's getting a shot at being a starting quarterback is pretty much a win, just due to how terrible his time with Jacksonville was, which, you know, we have that effect on players. Seems like when you leave the Jags, you either have a very successful career afterwards or you're out of the league within 2 years. Seems like there's very little no round. Which I guess is, I don't know how well that bodes, or how much of that's on us, because obviously, you know, you let a guy go, he goes to another team, does really well. Obviously, scheme fits are a thing. You know, if he doesn't fit your scheme, there's obviously another scheme out there that he can do. You kind of got to wonder how much of it is, you know, pegging around a hole, trying to make a player fit that doesn't, or how much of it is just bad talent identification, you know, thinking that, you know, not correctly identifying a guy's skill set and grossly misappropriating it. You've got to kind of figure that. But again, that, you know, most of that has been years past. Not so much, you know, not too much anymore since we've been under new management, new ownership structure, GM structure, et cetera. But, yeah, it's just something, it's kind of one of those things. And as a Jags fan, it's, it's certainly been an interesting experience, to say the least. I mean, for me, I missed out on the essentially the glory years of the Jags, those late 90s. Late 90s teams, they were actually good playoff contenders. Almost Super Bowl contenders. I mean, 99, they pretty much were. You know, you go 14-2 in the regular season, lose two games to the Titans, meet up again in the playoffs, lose to the Titans again. I mean that's pretty much the Jags in a nutshell, or at least it was for the longest time. Just that, you know, oh, it's the Jags. I mean, that's a very Jags thing to do. The Jags would lose to a team three times in the same season. I mean, that's just something we do. So, yeah, I first started watching, I believe, late 2003-ish. Sort of followed them, thanks to Madden, which everybody loves Madden. I think a lot of people, seems like a lot of people use, or at least young people, you know, you get Madden, you play around, you get familiarized with rosters, and you essentially pick a team, kind of sort of follow that team. Luckily for me, the Jags are a couple hours away. And that was always my team in Madden, so you kind of mess around with that, play the games, learn the roster, watch the games. It's like, oh, okay, I know who this person is, even though, you know, you've never actually seen him play until this point. You just played a video game with him in it. So there's that. Things were on the rise shortly afterwards. Byron Leftwich, starting quarterback, fun times, an improving team. I think we were like 9-7 in 04, and then 12-4 in 05, and things were good, things were looking up, and then ever since then it's just been a gradual decline. I know a lot of people would point 2007 as a good year, and you know, it mostly was, but me being a bitter Byron Leftwich fan, you get cut like a week before the season, and that's crazy to me. Not getting cut the week before the season, but it's crazy to me that, you know, I'll hark back to 2007, 2005, and, you know, that was over a decade ago, and that in and of itself is crazy to me. It's just like, you know, it's like, oh yeah, you know, 2012, you know, when Player X was drafted or whatever, it's just like, oh man, that was like 4 years ago. And at some point, you know, it's not even relevant anymore. I mean, the sports world changes so rapidly. That was over. You know, when I bring up like 04, 05, that was over a decade ago, and none of that has any bearing on anything at this point. I mean, this Jags team is not the Jags team from then. You know, for, you know, better or worse, actually for better, because I mean, it's just for better. So it's fun. It's kind of fun comparing it to, you know, teams that are past, teams of the past, I should say. And it's just like, man, that was over a decade ago. The game has changed. The team has changed. None of this even matters. this comparison doesn't matter. And it's just time's weird. That's what it is. It's just time's weird. It moves on. You gotta move with it. That kind of brings up Matthew McConaughey. McConaughey quote, you know, I get older and they stay the same age. That's kind of this, except, you know, time keeps on moving, but I still stay in the same spot. Harking back to, oh, yeah, man, remember that 2005 team? That was great. And it's like, no, that was a decade ago. And it's just like, wow, it just seems like, it was recent. But what can you do? Can't do anything. That's what you can do. Gotta move on. Time keeps on slipping. Slipping. Into the future. And you gotta move with it. Alright, and you know what? We're gonna end this thing there. That is a massive rambling episode. I apologize for that. Just kind of off the rails. But again, you know what? Preseason show. These things are bound to happen. Next week, we will probably be doing another preseason show because, yay! But next week is week three. That is a good thing because that's generally the tune-up before the regular season. Got some fantasy drafts going on next week, I think. Next weekend, so that'll be fun. We can throw in some fantasy talk in there as well. Probably could have done that tonight if I'd been thinking about it, but I didn't. So there's that to look forward to. Some hopefully better preseason action again. Week three, tune-up week. Stardust will be playing for hopefully a half. So that'll be good. And, yeah, all sorts of fun stuff to look forward to and talk about. So until next week, thank you for listening. Hope you're entertained. And, oh, yeah, check out the website, thegridironpalace.com. Do it. The site, football talk, any talk you want. Yeah, do it. Good night.